My brothers and sisters in Christ, in my last parish, every Saturday afternoon, there was a remarkable juxtaposition of two distinct events. In the church, the first Mass for Sunday was being celebrated, and in the parish hall beneath the church, a soup kitchen was winding down after feeding homeless persons and poor families, some of them lingering over a cup of coffee as the volunteers cleaned up and put things away. The Lord Jesus was feeding his disciples with himself, the bread of life, in the church, while some of his disciples fed the physically hungry in the hall below. Now, the Lord continues to feed his people, and in the broadest sense, to bless us. Not only do we enjoy the gift of life, and usually good health, and if not, we have good medical care available, the blessings of family life, friendships, the arts, sports, and much more that make this life truly agreeable, but more importantly, the Lord has infused in us at our baptism the virtues of faith, hope, and charity, which under the pulse of the Holy Spirit, if we cooperate with the Spirit, will mature during our lives. Huh? And the Lord has forgiven our sins and promised us the fullness of eternal life if we remain faithful. The compassion that moved him to feed a large crowd in Galilee moves him to sustain us each day by his grace. And in times of trouble, he's always available. Come to me, all you who are heavily burdened, and I will refresh you, he said.